This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In Rome, a spontaneous protest of actors, directors and theatre workers that began in early summer is still going strong and spreading. It's the occupation of Rome's oldest theatre, Teatro Valle. Megan Williams reports.
Italian singer Vinicio Capossela is the latest in the growing list of actors, dancers, directors, and musicians to perform for free at the beautiful Teatro Valle in historic Rome. For more than 4 months now, the oval-shaped theater that was founded in the 1700s has been taken over by a group of arts lovers.
Theater, dance, cabaret,
music,
cinema.
Movie. Theater occupier Elizia has been part of the 70 or so living, sleeping, and working here since June 14th. They're protesting against arts cuts that have led to theater associations such as the national theater body Ente Teatrale Italiano being scrapped. As a result, historic theaters throughout Italy have been offloaded to local governments who say they can't afford to run them. They've been shut down and sold off. But the closure of theaters is also a lightning rod issue for arts cuts in general.
It's been going on for a long time. I mean, also the last 17 years has been even worse because the country has been run more like, not like a country, but like a business.
Fellow occupier Enrico Roccaforte points out that the occupation began just 2 days after a national referendum where Italians voted to safeguard Italy's water supply as a public treasure, something that can't be privatized. He wants the same deal for arts.
We're fighting to make culture in general a public treasure, which the public owns and where everyone is welcome. Actors and the public to contribute in their own way, whether it's mopping the floors or putting on the show.
Through the press, Rome's mayor Gianni Alemanno has invited the occupiers to negotiate the possibility of finding an alternative space. But Roccaforte says they've refused the offer. They believe the mayor's offer is more motivated by concern they might protest at Rome's upcoming film festival, as actors and directors did last year, than a real desire to meet the occupiers' demands. Elizia also says it would make no sense to leave the theater given the regular large public turnout. People who show up for shows, workshops with artists, singers, editors, and public lectures and meetings.
So it's full from the first day. Because it's like they come also the next day and they say, here it's like coming to breathe air, free air. Even though we make a lot of different propositions that maybe not everybody likes, here we also have a lot of different taste, but they accept. Because they can choose and see different things and decide what they like and participate in a different way.
In a statement issued in July, Italy's deputy cultural minister, Francesco Giro, complained that governments have yet to get a concrete proposal from the occupiers on what should happen next. But the protesters here at Teatro Valle say this isn't a one-cause issue, that they're building a larger movement that takes time, and that can't be stopped by the mere reassurance of another place to call their own. Megan Williams, Deutsche Welle Radio, Rome.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.